Let's turn now to a school story out of Los Angeles. It's about DIY Girls, an LA-based group supporting girls in STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, math. A couple years ago, 12 DIY girls from San Fernando High School won a $10,000 Lemelson MIT grant and used it to make solar-powered tents for the homeless, which they're now trying to patent. Evelyn Gomez is an engineer who headed up DIY Girls at the time and is currently a board member. She joins us in the studio. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Robin.
And also joining us, Daniela Orozco. She's now a sophomore at Stanford University. She's studying mechanical engineering. Daniela, I understand when this started, though, you were one of the teenagers at San Fernando High School?
Yes, I was just an incoming senior.
Homelessness was something that you would often see.
Yeah, so when I first started high school, there'd probably be like one homeless person living under the freeway by our school, whereas in our senior year, there were multiple tents. Coming from low-income community ourselves, easily living from paycheck to paycheck, I know even my own household, I've had multiple times the electricity cut off or the water cut off. Mm. Thankfully, we haven't gotten to the point where our house was taken away, but homelessness was definitely something that was close to our own hearts.
Yeah. Okay, so familiar with homelessness. How about with science, technology, engineering, math?
So I knew I wanted to do something in STEM. Through engineering, I saw how engineering could directly impact people's life. So yeah, coming into Stanford and through this project, I realized like mechanical engineering is what I want to do. And this is how I can best make an effort to help people in my life.
So you had a feeling and then you had an avenue to get to that through this project. So let's talk to you, Evelyn. Again, when it started, you were the head of DIY Girls, do-it-yourself girls. Talk about the vision that you had. And I think you went back to your old high school to try to get help in doing it.
Yeah, that's right. When I learned of DIY Girls and the work that they were doing in the community where I grew up, I knew that I wanted to be involved. And I really wanted the girls to have this empowering experience where their voices and their skills could be put to help people. Actually, I went back to my high school calculus teacher and I asked her if she could help me put a team together. And I was able to do a hands-on project with the girls and really tell them about the possibility of inventing something that no one has ever thought of before, nobody has ever seen before. And after that, I had a list of 30 girls that were interested in the project. And over time, we were able to bring it down to 12 girls.
And one of them, Daniela Orozco. We see others, Cassandra Salazar, Paulina Martinez. This is underscoring another issue around STEM. Not enough girls in the STEM world. Not enough Hispanic young women.
Definitely. I know in my own education through undergraduate and graduate school, I was often the only Hispanic person in the room. And it makes a big difference and a big impression to somebody to see somebody that looks like you, a role model in front of you, that has done something that's hard, like engineering. I think it allows you to see yourself in that position.
Because what did you think of yourself, like when you were the only one?
I think it really places a big burden on your shoulders. Is I'm not just representing myself, I'm representing, you know, my people, I'm representing my community. And if I say something that maybe doesn't make sense, then that's going to reflect poorly on them. And that's the beauty of having an all-girl team and having the beauty of, you know, working within our own community, that we have no one else to turn to for answers. We need to come up with the answers ourselves. It's very empowering.
Well, when you went to MIT, then got your master's at UCLA, you said being the only woman or the only Hispanic or both would create something, you called it imposter syndrome.
Yeah. It often felt like I didn't belong, like I shouldn't be there just because I didn't see anybody else that looked like me. It makes it very difficult to concentrate on what you're trying to learn when you have those feelings running through your mind.
Yeah. So you bring all of that to this idea to get this group of girls at San Fernando High School, including Daniela, to get this grant, which you did get, $10,000, and then to get a project together. Daniela, we can hear what happened. I mean, homelessness was something you were very aware of. You and the other girls all start working on this solar-powered tent. What were some of the skills that you and the other young women had to learn to do it?
We had to learn how to code on our own from like online sources. We even learned how to sew to make the entire tent by ourselves. Even just being able to present in public is something that we definitely had to adjust to quickly.
I understand there was a lot of Googling.
Yes, a lot of Googling.
How do you make a solar-powered tent? By the way, how do you do the solar part?
So the tent itself, when we were designing it, we wanted to make sure that it was easily portable and lightweight, along with being able to have the solar panel box. So on the box itself, there's solar panels, and that solar panel is connected to an Arduino board. And that Arduino board was coded such that when a button was pressed, you can turn on the LED lights and the UVC lights to disinfect the inside of the tent. And the solar panel itself is connected to a battery pack in the inside of the box.
It sounds wonderful. Where do you go from here? I mean, do you try to get somebody producing it, you know, mass producing it? What's the plan?
So our main goal is to get it patented, but we wanted to make sure that it gets in the right hands and it's properly distributed to the homeless.
We want this to be used for good intentions. It is capable of helping, you know, refugees that are displaced from their homes. It has the potential to help a lot of different people.
And Daniela, what was it like for you to see her, Evelyn, this MIT grad, UCLA master's person?
Oh, it was very inspiring. And realizing that someone from my community was able to do it makes me push myself and be like, okay, Evelyn did it. You can do it too. Or many of the other mentors we had did it. I can do it too.
That's Daniela Orozco, one of a group of high schoolers, although she's now at Stanford, who worked with Evelyn Gomez and a group called DIY in Los Angeles to come up with this solar-powered tent for the homeless through an MIT grant. We'll have pictures at hereandnow.org. Daniela, Evelyn, thank you so much, and you know, best of luck to you both.
Thank you so much, Robin.
Thank you.
And by the way, the UN has declared today the International Day of Women and Girls in Science. Brava to all who are.